This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest in the Headlines. Former DLP president insists the party is fully united behind their new leader, Ralph Thorne. A new political movement blames diehard party loyalists for rising voter apathy. A major protest being staged by members of the Rastafari community. And Barbadians share their views on the government's new job register initiative. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Despite not returning to the executive of the Democratic Labour Party, former President Senator Andre Wuerl is making it clear his loyalty lies firmly with the new leader. At the DLP's 70th annual conference on Sunday, Ralph Thorne was elected to the presidency unopposed. Senator Wuerl says the move was strategic, unified, and fully backed by the party, and he remains 100% committed to Thorne's leadership.
Going into a general election, you would want for the political leader and the president of the party to be one and the same person. It's not to say that there were any issues, but it is better cohesion and for the party to unite behind one individual, which will be the political leader, Ralph Thorne, at this time. And that was the decision taken throughout the party. He ran unopposed. Yes, there were other persons who were nominated for the position, but they declined in favor so as that Ralph would run on a, well, the political leader would ended up running unopposed for the presidency.
Reflecting on his own journey, Senator Wuerl admitted he feels a sense of relief stepping away from the presidency, freeing him to focus on his energy for the people of St. Michael Central.
It gives me, personally, more time to concentrate on St. Michael Central constituency, which I started to do. I've spent the day yesterday in the field canvassing the constituency. I'm actually about to head back there again today. So it gives me a little bit more time and not necessarily have to, but of course, I'm still a senator and there's still work to do, and whatever is needed by the party, I'm always there to support and will be there to assist as well.
Former president of the DLP, Senator Andre Wuerl. Well, meantime, supporters of Barbados' two main political parties are being called out for fueling voter apathy and mistrust in politics. The charge comes from Karina Goodridge, president of the Friends of Democracy, speaking at a public meeting at Clara's Hideaway in St. Philip. She said so-called party loyalists must shoulder some of the blame, warning that blind allegiance to party over country is stifling progress.
Party loyalists are pretty much telling this country that the vote of the elected persons is guaranteed no matter what. No matter the failures, no matter the corruption, no matter if they hurt you, no matter if they don't make policies that are suitable for you to propel this country forward, you are going to support them.
President of the Friends of Democracy, Karina Goodridge. Mere hours before a Carrie Festa symposium on the journey of Rastafari at the Marcus Garvey Amphitheatre, a leading voice in the community is reigniting his call for civil disobedience. Ras Simba, Secretary of the National Rastafari Registry Secretariat and Trust, says government continues to ignore critical concerns of the movement. The cannabis advocate is urging all Rastafarians in Barbados to plant 7 marijuana plants at home as a form of protest against what they describe as unjust sacramental laws.
So Rastafari now, being totally fed up of the hypocrisy, is advocating in a movement called Plant 7 that all Rastafari plant 7 plants within the privacy and the confines of their homes in a challenge to the law. And what we're saying is that when the police come, if they do come, we will not be resisting arrest. We shall show them our 7 plants. We will let them know that 1, we are Rastafari. 2, we are practicing Rastafari for however long, like in my case, over 35 years. 3, that we are aware of our constitutional rights within our religious freedoms, the right to cultivate these 7 plants.
Secretary of the National Rastafari Registry Secretariat and Trust, RAS Simba. Well, following the government's launch of a new online job register designed to connect Barbadians with employment opportunities faster, Starco Network hit the streets to get the views of young job seekers. The initiative aims to make it easier for Barbadians, particularly the youth, to find work and link directly with potential employers. Early reactions from those on the job hunt reveal how this tool could reshape the employment landscape across the island.
I think it's a great idea because it's a step in the right direction of transforming and even modernizing how we do job applications.
That's a good idea for people that may, like as you said, find it a little hard. That may not go on newspaper, but you know, everybody knows the internet. So that's a good idea.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's a good thing.
Sometimes we may see advertisement for a job and then when we actually look at the date for the deadline, like 2 weeks gone, 3 weeks gone, and we can't really apply anymore because deadline gone. So to me, it is a nice initiative, being that employers could actually find people within the field that they're looking for, and someone could say, well, hey, this person fits this description, let's go.
Views of young Barbadians on government's new online job register in the lunchtime edition. If the Caribbean wants to see soca music on the Grammy Awards stage, artists and producers must make an aggressive push to rejoin the Recording Academy. That's the advice from Jeanette Becerra, Senior Manager at the Recording Academy, speaking this morning at a special Cari Festa 15 workshop at the Island Inn Hotel. The session was designed to give regional creatives the tools and insight needed to take Caribbean music to the global stage.
We did the same thing with the African music performance category, which is a song category. That used to be together with the global one, but now they have a separate one because there was a need for it. You see what I'm saying? So if you guys say, like, you know, I know soca is big here. If you want that, right, as a category, right, how many want that? Then you need to become a member. You need to have your voice heard, and we need to make a proposal so that we can say, hey, look at all these numbers. Look at all these people joining, and they're submitting this music, and this music is super popular across the globe, right? And that's how you're able to do that. So that's very important. As a member, you can propose amendments. You can't do it not as a member. You know, just commenting on the site on social media, it's not going to work.
Senior Manager at Recording Academy, Jeanette Becerra. The Nightingale Children's Home came alive this morning with fashion, entertainment, and art as Cari Festa 15, the Fringe Committee, made its mark. Coordinator Rodney Grant said the idea was to take cultural presentations into communities, ensuring that even those unable to fully participate in the festival get to share in the experience.
We felt that it was important to bring Cari Festa to these children today because, you know, these are the ones who are not going to be able to come out like every other public person and enjoy the festivities. So our job in Community Fringe is to take Cari Festa to the people, and this is why we're here this morning. So, I mean, so far the children are having a great time, you know, I mean, they're happy for us to be here. The contingents had a great time. We just had a super performance from Bahamas. We have Tobago on the stage, you know. I mean, this is so heartwarming, you know, to see the faces of the children, even the attendants, the people that are attending to them in terms of, you know, being able to be part of Cari Festa.
Coordinator of the Cari Festa Fringe Events, Rodney Grant. And finally, in the Bahamas, Prime Minister Philip Davis today leads Bahamians in marking the 25th anniversary of the death of Sir Lyndon Penlyn, the nation's first Prime Minister, who died on August 26, 2000 at the age of 70. Sir Lyndon, hailed as the architect of modern Bahamian nationhood, guided the country from colonial rule to independence and served as Prime Minister from 1969 to 1992. Davis urged Bahamians to recommit to Sir Lyndon's ideals of freedom, democracy and opportunity, saying his example continues to inspire new generations. Our top stories. A major protest being staged by members of the Rastafari community, RAS Simba leading that protest. Former DLP President Andre Worrell insists the party is fully united behind the new leader, Ralph Thorne. A new political movement blames diehard party loyalists for rising voter apathy. And fresh efforts underway to get soca music onto the Grammy Award stage. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.